I can remember in the days when we all doubled. We all played several parts, and I was the Dragorans' maid, as well as Peggy and Rita Flint. And I remember once, as the maid, the Scottish maid, and I knocked on the door and went into her, and I said, it's Mrs. Peggy Archer. And then I took two paces back and came in as Peggy. I think that's about the only time I remember actually coming in contact, the two characters. At least it wasn't the two characters, because I was... I suppose I must have worked with her as the maid, the Scottish maid, more than once. But Peggy didn't coincide. It was sort of two rather different. Even though, for a time, Jack worked for her. A couple of years ago, I went over and we had a long talk about old times. It must have been early in the 50s, I think. And I was living in London at the time, and I was giving a little drinks party. And one of those invited was Neil Tewson, who was a producer. And he said, would it be all right if I bring my fiancé along? So I said, yes, of course. And he came with this most beautiful girl, and that was Anne. And she was always beautiful. She was beautiful right to the end. I saw her about a year ago, and she was still beautiful. She had a lovely voice. And we worked together many times, mostly in Birmingham, I think. I don't remember working with her in London, but we did thriller serials together. And she was always lovely to work with, always very competent, very good. And so I have happy memories of her.
As I first met lovely, attractive, beautiful Anne Cullen when I was a student at the Royal Academy of Music. And she was one of the professors there teaching voice and broadcasting techniques. So I was taught by her. And I remember the very first time I saw her, this very elegant, beautiful woman taking off her very splendid fur coat, as one wore in the 50s, the late 50s, handing to the man in the cloakroom to hang on a peg. And it was, those are the days, really. And she was just such a really lovely person, the elegant, the charm, and the talent. I met her again. We were in Rep together down in Margate, the wonderful Victorian Theatre there, with Monty Crick, who was playing Dan at the time. And she said to me, look, write in and suggest that you can be there for an audition. So I auditioned for the part of Jennifer. This was in 1963. We're talking eons ago. She's an Essex girl, believe it or not. Comes from Great Baddow, and her parents were nurserymen, and has lived for the last many, many years in Long Melford, which is the Suffolk border, not far from where I live. So, it's been a delight to go and visit her in Long Melford. She looked so beautiful when I saw her only a few weeks ago. Beautifully made up, charming little house. The carnations on the table, the pretty arrangement just matched everything that was in the room. And I took some shortbread and some marmalade and bits and pieces that I thought she might sort of enjoy. She's so much in my memory. She was a mentor to me since the late 1950s. As I said to my husband the other day, I mean, she knew my family, she knew Peter from all those years ago. And I said, my goodness, I think I might be working in the local co-op if I hadn't met her. That elegance and that charm and remained to the end, which is quite remarkable.